Beyond the Horizon presents the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard. In every episode, two Guard members sit down for a straightforward conversation, breaking down one fundamental, how it applies, and why it matters. These are the principles that drive our culture, sharpen our readiness, and keep us mission-focused. Let's get into it. All right, sir, do you mind going ahead and introducing yourself?
Senior Master Sergeant Derek Sams with the 220th EIS.
Tech Sergeant Zachary Grant from the 220th EIS.
Our fundamental is make quality your priority. So that's being deliberate in planning to ensure the quality outcome. Take pride in your work. Don't rush to check a box, but understand and focus effort toward objectives that accomplish the overall mission. And don't pass a problem to an individual or team downstream to get the issue off your desk.
So why is quality so important in the Guard's mission?
Mission success and lives depend on it. Quality control takes place in the entire process of the military. Fine-tuning systems and programs to make sure that the outcome is as efficient and safe for our members as possible. I'm the quality assurance representative for the 220th, surprisingly enough. So this kind of was a perfect fundamental for it. So a lot of my responsibility is advising the commander on the best ways that we can improve our unit's processes and programs. So we do a lot of spot inspections. We do a lot of personnel evaluations, trend analysis building. Effectively, what we're trying to do is streamline processes, make things more safe, take input from our members to make the machine run smoother, faster, more efficient. And that overall affects our mission success at the end of the day, which is what we all want, is to finish the mission. So,
and from my perspective as the installation superintendent at the 220th, it's more about leadership, creating a culture of quality. We have some great, you know, leaders in our unit that one thing that always sticks out is Master Sergeant Scott Bailey always says, if you don't have time to do it right the first time, when are you going to find the time to do it right again? So that's a great little quote that we kind of preach to our younger airmen. And I see quality is not just like a checklist. It's about building a culture of pride and ownership. And when everyone owns quality throughout from the top down, you all rise together.
And I know you mentioned this, but what happens when we just check a box instead of focusing on the task?
Morally, it's deflating. From one perspective, as being a QA, and that's where I live, is, you know, making sure that we're doing things by the book, but also trying to create that mindset of we need to pay attention to the little details to make sure that everything's running well. And we want to instill that mindset in our airmen coming up as well. And the motivation behind that is just to make sure that everyone's taking it seriously and understanding the importance of what we do. So,
and our NCOs and you know, senior NCOs, like, part of their job is mentoring younger airmen so they see that quality is not just a rule, but it's like pride in your work. So continuous improvement, like, we're always trying to raise the bar and teach that from a young age. To not settle for just checking a box and that's good enough, get the job done and get out of there. It's, you know, you're signing your name when you leave. And that's, I mean, we do outside plant infrastructure, which is like, you know, we're those guys out there getting in manholes and stuff. And I've been in Afghanistan and shoveling sand and dirt out of a manhole just to clean it up for the, you know, and I remember being an airman thinking, why am I doing this? But that was because I was being taught, you know, you're signing your name on this, and we leave the place better than where we found it, you know?
And how does wisdom kind of come into making quality a priority?
So you talk about experience. There's a lot of seasoned people in our unit, for example, that have a lot of years of understanding and knowledge. Wisdom doesn't necessarily mean that you know everything, right? It's just that you've been around long enough to see a lot of different perspectives. You still have to know your limits, and you have to be able to ask questions and not be so proud as to think that you don't need to keep learning, because another great facet of quality is always improving. You're always seeking to become better. And wisdom is great, but it can be a slippery slope if you fall back on that with a feigned air of confidence.
You don't need to be, you know, a senior NCO or something to have wisdom either. It's, you know, young airmen can come in, you know, be mature, understand. If they don't know what they're, you don't know what you don't know, right? So if you're asked to do something and they don't know what they're doing, ask questions, make sure at the end of the day, everybody can understand getting the job right and doing it the first time. So if you don't know what you're doing, don't just go out there and wing it, right? So that could be a good aspect of wisdom as a young airman, just having good judgment.
And when leadership gets involved, how does their role play in building a culture of quality?
Well, leading by example, right? Developing that culture from as soon as, you know, airmen show up to your unit young, and it's developing that culture of pride in your work. If I'm asked to sweep the floor, it's going to be the best swept floor there is, right? And I will show them that I will take the broom first. Show them, hey, this is how it's done. No matter what the task is, it's lead by example. That also, to me, develops trust, right? So, and a young airman, or they'll see that, oh, the senior's out here digging in the dirt with me, and he's doing it right, you know, and he's preaching, hey, we got to do this right. Or that's a big thing, because, like, if they see leadership that cares about the little things, and they understand that is the standard, it brings everybody up, and then they're going to be the future leaders that are preaching that down, you know, and it just keeps getting us better and better and better.
And are there processes in your job that ensure that quality is always a priority?
We actually perform something called a team chief evaluation. So one of our members is given the opportunity to step up in a leadership role and run a TDY job. So as a comm unit, we will install fiber or copper or antennas and towers, whatever the job may be. We have this individual who is responsible for the team members, is contacting the POCs at the base, and they are stepping into that leadership role. So they are what we define for the 220th and the greater engineering installation squadron as like the pinnacle of what you would strive to be. And I'm the guy that evaluates that said person. I take our 2002, our technical order, and I balance his performance against what the regulations say, what the standards say. But then we go in deeper and we look at their qualities as individuals, their team leadership. How do they speak to the customer? How do they speak to the personnel that's on their team? How do they set the standard for quality and success on the mission itself? So what I get to see a lot of the time is a young leader actually getting the opportunity to show if they're ready to take that next step. You know, these are young staff sergeant NCOs, sometimes technical sergeant NCOs, but they're usually around the same age as me, maybe a little younger, and they're getting this opportunity, which is a phenomenal opportunity to become a leader of their own right. And this is their chance to set that standard going forward for the rest of their team members and the younger airmen coming up as well. Is those team chiefs are so critical when it comes to the quality process. They set the tone going forward for almost all TDYs. If they aren't setting the standard, then issues will befall.
Quality is huge. And so I work for a construction company, and we build a lot of healthcare facilities. And we're employee owned. So that's a big thing where quality is huge. I mean, all this stuff that we're talking about translates like to my civilian job, because I mean, this is a blueprint for being successful, right? So it's the same thing as mentoring young people to develop that mindset and that quality mindset, because everybody wins in the end. So when you work for an employee-owned business, right, the beauty of that is we all are owners. we all want to do our best because then we make more money, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same philosophy here is that, you know.
The guard's
kind
of employee.
Right?
Yeah, in a way.
Exactly. It's just building this culture and continuing the culture of quality that it's really a simple thing that everybody, it's funny that when you find problems or stuff with businesses or whatever units that it's a culture thing. You develop this culture of quality and it's really just an easy thing to, as simple as doing your best, you know?
And personally, how can you make quality, you know, your default setting?
So we work a lot for other bases for on the military side. We do a lot of workload for a lot of different bases all over the 50 states. Sometimes we do OCONUS TDYs as well. And on deployments, we're basically working for the comm squadron or we're working for other customers. So when we're talking about the EI community and we're performing this workload, our work is for another person. So we have to have that mindset of taking pride in what we do. If we didn't, then we wouldn't probably still be around. We have to take that excellence into account.
We have an end product, right?
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, a job, not a desk job, right? Where people, like, we have to provide something, a service. So, exactly. And we also are, like, we're competing against civilian contractors too, because I mean, a base could come out and say, "Oh no, we'll just hire a civilian contractor." Mm-hmm. We come in and we prove how we can do it, you know, just as good, if not better, and be cheaper, right? It has to be a mindset because I mean, we're kind of like a business that, and we're competing against other businesses.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think ultimately, yeah, like what we kind of circling around it. I think we said it at the beginning, but it's just taking pride in your work, being proud of the product that you are presenting, whether it's to yourself, whether it's to somebody else, that's where the mindset really comes into play. You have to really focus in on the small details and you don't have to stress yourself out about the long term. Start small. Start with, okay, I'm just as an example, I'm going to splice this 24 strand perfectly. I don't want anything more than this amount of loss on each, right? And then from there is like, okay, well, now I know what the reg says. I'm going to make this comm rack look as perfect as possible, like we weren't even here. And just continue to build off that. Because once you start knocking down the smaller items on your checkbox, it becomes so much more of a smoother process that you can flow into it and becomes an easier and it creates this beautiful product at the end of a job. And it can apply in many different career fields. It's how you go about knocking off the different tasks. So that's why we can't get bogged down on thinking like how perfect can we make this thing. It's just take pride in what you're doing in the moment and make sure you're doing the best that you can. And don't be afraid to speak up if you think that there's a better way to do something. Like these systems are in place because they work for the most part, but nothing's perfect. Everything can be improved. We can always continue to be better, to be more efficient, to be more safe. And so ultimately living in that mindset, building that mindset starts with what am I doing today? What can I do today that I could be better from yesterday?
Yeah. When you make quality your priority, right, it becomes a habit. Habits are contagious. Develop that mindset very early. Develop our next leaders. They're going to pass that down. And that's how you become the 220th EIS, the best engineering and installation unit in the country.
Amen.
And in the world.
You've been listening to Beyond the Horizon, the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard, produced by the 178th Wing Air National Guard Base in Springfield, Ohio.